This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating disability determination note on Roxana M. Vaughn, patient's last name V-A-U-G-H-N, first name R-O-X-E-A-N-N-A, middle initial M. Date of birth is 6/1/63, age 59 years. Date of visit 1/11/23. This is a 59-year-old pleasant Caucasian woman who's here with her daughter. Period. Informant, mostly patient, although her daughter does chimes in now and then. Period. Allegations, low back pain, neck pain, arm pain, unable to lift both arms, unable to sit without shifting, unable to walk, unable to stand for long, the swelling in both legs, which at this time she claims is better. She also says that her hands swell up at times, along with her feet and legs. Her gait is unstable. Apparently at home she has been using a cane or hanging onto walls and chairs and furniture. Period. They did not bring the cane today to the office. Period. Past medical history. She is diagnosed with a heart murmur years ago. Period. Denies any major medical problems like diabetes, asthma, seizures, stroke, heart disease, or hypertension. Although she doesn't carry a diagnosis of hypertension, she says her blood pressure goes up and down when she's in pain, period. Past surgical history, she had some low back surgery for a disc bulge in 1991. Does not know the exact procedures. Says that her disc was partially removed and was told that she would need the rest of it removed later, period. She's had a tubal ligation in 1985. Current medication, she's on buspirone, 10 milligrams, one twice a day. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams. She takes two capsules in AM, two in the afternoon, and three at bedtime. Sertraline, 50 milligrams, 1 QAM. Vitamin D, 3,000 units a day. Fish oil, 1,000 milligrams per day. Tylenol, 500 milligrams. She takes two pills three times a day. And she takes some cyclobenazepine, 10 milligrams as needed for muscle spasms. Allergies, she says she's allergic to cetirizine, causes her severe muscle cramps. Social history, she's currently not working. She used to work as a truck driver for 24 years up until April 2021. She stopped working because of all these pains and she was not able to drive the truck, period. Her symptoms have gotten worse since she has stopped working. Marital status, married, has three children. She is a smoker. She still smokes one packet per day. She was a social drinker and now she does not even do that. And no history of recreational drug use. In a typical day, she says she tries to sit, stand, read, watch TV, but all of these things, after a few minutes, causes pain and so she has to keep shifting her position. She cannot walk much either. Presently not disabled, seeking disability. She's not receiving any workman's comp. Family history. Father died from heart attack, heart disease complications and type 2 diabetes mellitus. Mother also passed away from heart disease and type 2 diabetes mellitus. She has two brothers and one sister, and they both have diabetes. Limitations, she can barely sit for 5 to 10 minutes without shifting. She cannot stand more than 5 minutes. and she cannot walk even from her bedroom to the car. She can barely come out of the bedroom, go to the bathroom or kitchen, and then she would have to sit down. She cannot lift more than 5 pounds. General medical exam, she's 5 feet 6 inches tall, weight is 218 pounds, and she's always been this heavy as per patient. Blood pressure is 110 over 80, pulse 75 per minute, pulse ox 96%, temperature 96.7, BMI 35, she's right-handed. Head normocephalic, ENT exam with the normal limits, no evidence of infection, eyes PRLA. Her visual acuity, without glasses, OD was 20 over 200 and OS was 20 over 200, but OU was also 20 over 200. With glasses, right eye is 20 over 30 and left eye is 20 over 25 and OU is 20 over 25. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, JBP not distended. Lungs, bilateral harsh breath sounds in all lung fields. Heart S1 and S2 heard with regular sinus rhythm. I am not able to appreciate any murmur. Abdomen is obese, soft, not tender. Bowel sounds normal. Extremities, there's no edema in the arms or in the legs or feet at this time. CNS exam. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact. She's awake, alert, and oriented times 3. She's fluent in her speech, has good eye contact. Mood is normal at this time. Memory is normal also at this time. Cerebellar exam. Her finger to nose test is normal. She cannot really walk without support. No obvious muscle spasms seen at this time. Her her muscle strength in lower extremity, both in the left and right, it's 3/5. In the upper extremities, it is also, it's between 3 and 4/5 bilaterally. Straight leg test is positive on the left side at 75 degrees and negative on the right side, period. I am going to attach the joint range of motion exams to the dictation. Musculoskeletal exam. There's no acute joint swelling, erythema, effusion, tenderness, or deformity. She has pain in range of motion of her hips and knees. She's able to move her ankles without any pain, period. The range of motion in her shoulder is painful, but her range of motion, the elbow and the wrist is normal. Range of motion in the PIP and DIP joints is very limited, very much limited, period. Reflexes are symmetrical and normal bilaterally. She's able to get up from the chair with support. She props herself up with bracing herself bilaterally. She is barely able to take 2 steps independently to the exam table, period. She is able to prop herself on the table slowly, and she's able to get down from the table slowly. Um, Her grip also is 3x5 in both upper ex both hands. She's can handle a pencil or a cup, but not any other heavy weights, period. She's not able to do tandem walking. Her gait is somewhat very abnormal, with a dragging gait and a high-stepping gait. She was very cooperative, dressed appropriately for the office visit. And she did put a good effort on during examination. Review of system, head denies any headache. Neck range of motion was limited. JVP, no, she denied any, she does complain of pain in the back of her neck. ENT denies any problem with swallowing or hearing. Denies any sore throat. Eyes does have problem with vision and uses glasses. Chest, lungs denies any, she does have problem with breathing. She also has a cough, and she apparently had an inhaler which she has not used in a while. Heart denies any chest pain. Abdomen denies any abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation. GU, she says sometimes she has problem starting the urine stream and sometimes have problem holding it back, like incontinent. And the GI denies any problem with constipation. CNS, she is complaining of weakness in both upper extremities and lower extremities, complaining of pain in both the shoulders and hips and knees, and complaints of swelling in both the hands and feet and legs. Sensory system exam was intact. Possible limitations, the claimant cannot be expected to sit, stand, or walk for more than a few minutes. The claimant does need assistive device for ambulation. Although she is trying to use a cane, as per patient and her daughter, a walker may be more ideal. Lifting objects more than 5 pounds is not possible for this patient because she has really poor strength in her upper extremities, period. Her bending, stooping, crouching, squatting is all almost impossible, period. She's not able to perform these duties. She has limitations in reaching above her head. She can feel, grasp, and although she did state that she cannot button her shirts, so she uses pullover tops and has a lot of difficulty putting on her socks and shoes, period, and her pants, period. The claimant is right-handed, period. Assessment, chronic cervical, thoracic, and lumbar pain with limitation of these joints, period. Swelling of both hands and lower legs and feet, although that has seemed to have resolved today, period. Chronic low back pain, period. Weakness in both upper extremities and lower extremities, period. Balance is very poor, period. Gait is abnormal and very limited, period. I should also note that this patient possibly has COPD with her lung findings, period. She is also a chronic smoker, period. Tobacco dependent syndrome.